Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
First, Toys R Us. Now, Sears. It's just really sad. It's really sad.
Our childhood. Murdering our childhood.
I know, our childhood. Not that I spent that much time at Sears as a kid. I mean, it wasn't like a hangout for me, but like, it's still sad. I went there with my parents.
You know, I remember fond times of being in Sears with my grandpa.
Well, you know what I would do? I would go on the treadmills because they had treadmills there.
Really?
Like, they wouldn't turn on and I'd just like force them to move, like walk on, you know? Yeah. So that's
fond,
what I did.
Fond memories of Sears.
Yeah, so this is sad. Sears has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as a result of the company's massive debt and debilitating losses. Back in September, Sears announced that 46 locations, including 33 Sears and 13 Kmart stores, would close this fall. Now the number of store closures is up to 142 stores, including the Kmart in Batavia and the Sears at Eastview Mall, which will close its doors on November 25th. That Sears has been here the whole time I've lived in Rochester, Corey.
It's been a staple.
It has. The filing listed between $1 billion and $10 billion in assets, while liabilities range between $10 billion to $50
billion. Jeez.
And the only Sears left in our area after November 25th will be the Sears at Marketplace Mall.
Well, if this is true, just drop the divorce papers right now.
Yeah.
Despite marrying Hailey Baldwin last month, Justin Bieber is reportedly still in love with Selena Gomez.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
An insider tells People, quote, "He is not over Selena. This was his first great love, and while he was young and traveling around the world as a superstar, he learned a great deal from her." The insider goes on to say that Gomez's recent hospitalization has taken a toll on Bieber. He is, quote, "extremely upset over what happened to her. And he feels like she is part of his life and he wants her to be happy and healthy." Now, there is a difference here, okay? There's a big difference. You can still have feelings and care for someone who you used to date, but to say you're still in love with them is a huge difference. You can want them to be happy. You can want them to have a great life. Not everyone that breaks up has bad feelings towards that person, but to say that you are still in love with him, no.
Well, and also, I think the biggest thing was I saw that he said an insider, whoever, said he's, quote, not whole after marrying Hailey Baldwin.
Imagine, by the way, if you are, you know, you just married somebody and you hear something like that. It's over. It's done.
See, if I were Hailey Baldwin, I would get the annulment papers right now.
You might as well.
I would definitely not. This just seems like a recipe for disaster. So this is slightly more uplifting news. All Rochester Police Department officers are going to be equipped with Narcan by the end of October, according to a report by News 10 NBC. Narcan is a medication used to block the effects of opioids in emergency situations in an effort to save the lives of people that have overdosed. This is in collaboration with the medical staff at the U of R Medical Center. More officers are going to be trained in how to use Narcan. Overdose is now the leading cause of accidental death in the U.S. Major Lovely Warren said in a statement, quote, "If training additional police officers to administer Narcan can save more lives and give addicted individuals another chance to get clean, back on track, and ultimately live full, productive lives, then I'm all for it." She also thanked RPD officers for their willingness to take this extra step. Of course, they have to get trained as part of their commitment to serve and protect all of the citizens of the Rochester area. I think this is just another step in the right direction as far as tackling the opioid epidemic.
I know Narcan's becoming more and more commonplace. A lot of restaurants have it. Just in case.
Right.
After nearly 3 months without a winner, the Mega Millions lottery has climbed to an estimated $650 million for the jackpot. Unfortunately, even as big as the prize for tonight's drawing increases to the fourth largest in U.S. history, the odds of matching all six numbers and winning the game, they don't improve. They're stuck at a miserable 1 in 302.5 million.
Ouch.
The last time anyone won a jackpot was July 24th when a group from California claimed a $543 million prize. Coming up next hour on the feed, by the way, how someone online is trying to quote unquote help Pete Davidson get through his breakup with Ariana Grande in the most jerk way possible. But let's go back to the Mega Millions. Are you going to get a ticket?
This
is the time.
My mom always does.
Lower or when it's the hype starts to build.
When the hype builds.
Yeah, that's usually how I am too. It's where it gets to this point. Where you're like,
it's like, why not?
Which,
why
by the way, is so dumb.
Yeah,
you have less chance of winning because more people are going to play it.
You never have a good chance of winning. Well, I mean, the odds, like if I don't know, I feel like the odds are never in your favor. So why not? How much does it? I don't even know. How much does a ticket cost?
Is it only like $2? Is it still $2?
You can. Are you gonna, maybe I'll go buy 10.
Are you gonna play tonight?
I'm gonna go buy 10.
Club PXY Safe Tax Line 69822 if you want to jump in, because again, I don't normally. I mean, it's you know what it is? It's a waste of money, but it also you're essentially paying for the dream, right? You're paying for looking at that ticket and being like, what if?
How much money would you give me? And I'm serious. Here because I would give some of my winnings to you. If I won $654 million, yes. So how much would you give me if you won?
$654 million?
Yeah.
Give to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a couple $100.
Corey, come on.
I don't know.
Come on.
It's funny. It's funny when it gets to this amount. And I think you said it off the year earlier. Like, nobody needs this much money.
That's true.
But this is what would happen. What you just did. Everyone who's ever met you in your entire life would be like, so.
Yeah, but I'm your best friend.
Yeah, all right, like $300.
Corey, come on. I would give you $1 million.
You would give me $1 million?
I would give you $1 million.
Really?
Because you know what? $1 million, I'd be practically blowing my nose with, you know, $1,000 bills at that point. So I would just give you $1 million. What's $1 million?
Just a cool mill?
My bestie to my bestie?
$1 million.
We have this on tape, by the way. So in the instance you said you're going
to
play, in the instance you do win, you're going to owe me $1 million.
It's my Good Samaritan act.
Another thing that people always talk about when it's lottery time.
Yeah.
Would you quit your job if you won? If you won $654 million, would you quit your job?
I don't. I'll tell you in a minute. I'm gonna make you.
Ooh.
I'm gonna make you
wait on
squirm
this? Oh, okay.
On the edge of your seat over there.
Well, I mean, so all right. So hold on. Wait.
Wondering if you'd have a co-host.
Wait. So I get $1 million and I don't have to deal with you. Amazing.
Corey!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.